Hello, my name is Glenn Krause. I'm the CEO and founder of Course CDI and the website CourseCDI.com. Today, I'd like to discuss the recent Actis white paper, How to Conduct a Medical Record Review, just released, I think, at the end of October. And first, I would like to thank the Actis Advisory Board, many of them are my colleagues, for taking the time and effort to develop this white paper. The following acknowledgments I'd like to make. Excuse me. Angie Curry, Paul Evans, Katie Good, Jeff Morris, Lori Prescott, Erica Rima, MD, and Deanna Welch. So I appreciate you taking the time and effort to put together this valuable white paper. So I want to start with discussing what the white paper is, and to give some, offer some feedback and comments, hopefully to act as to consider working on an additional Actis white paper to complement this white paper on how to review a medical record. So Actis says that a white paper discusses CDI best practice, advances new ideas, increases knowledge, or offers administrative simplification. It can be written by an Actis Advisory Board member or a smaller subset of the board, or written by external sources subject to board approval. So I gave acknowledgement. I really, once again, appreciate these Advisory Board members' efforts on this. So this white paper actually is well constructed and put together. It actually discusses what the medical record represents, how to align record reviews to organizational goals, what are the specific steps necessary to review a record, what is a principal record review, secondary reviews, how to align objectives of programs that are mature, and how and what specific areas you would should be reviewed in the chart that adds value to the communication standpoint of the record. Now, what I'd like to do, as I mentioned, is share some thoughts and ideas and considerations, excuse me, for the record. So I believe this is a good first starting point in the actual establishment of a white paper. What I'd like to see moving forward in developing a second paper on how to conduct a medical record review is to actually discuss what are the key elements of a record that need to be reviewed over and above those areas that we focus on today in our today's process in regards to looking for clinical indicators and identifying clinical scenarios where clarification is needed in the chart, excuse me, for a diagnosis. While this serves as a structural and process foundation for actual chart review, what I'm looking for in a white paper to really bring forth the roles and responsibilities of a CDI specialist is how to review the record. What are the notes and nuts and bolts of a record that we should be looking for? What are the standards and principles of best practices in communication of patient care? How to review the record in terms of identifying insufficiencies that detract from achieving best practice standards and principles of documentation, and how to communicate and structure a program to capitalize upon the opportunity to improve the quality and completeness of the record. Some things that I feel are very pertinent to CDI that takes CDI to the next level. We hear about the CDI taken to the next level. I want to define what the next level is in CDI and how to achieve it. In my vision or my interpretation and my standard of practice in chart review, I'm looking for specific information on why the patient was admitted. This coincides with the case management and UR function of ensuring that we have complete and accurate information to best represent the patient, helping the physician and advise the physician on the best level of care given the clinical scenario. That's, I know from firsthand experience, this is awful hard to do. And I would like the Enactus white paper to actually explain how to partner with case manager and you are in a synergistic, collaborative fashion, forming a teamwork with a similar alignment and integration with the communication of patient care with the revenue cycle. So that's the first step I like to see in a white paper, is outlining how to review a chart, what key elements that we need to look for in the chart to support the clinical indicators that we're querying for. First step. Second step would be, as I mentioned earlier, how to communicate this information, or how to achieve the skill sets, core competencies, and knowledge base necessary to review a record in a different limelight with a different perception, a different outlook, and be able to translate that into the ability to identify, as I mentioned, insufficiencies, quantify them, qualify them, and turn them into an educational training program for physicians. I think one of the areas that's mentioned several times in this white paper is the query process. I'm okay with queries, but not, I'm adamantly opposed to queries being the standard of CDI. If you review many listservs on the Enactus website and also on the different various CDI-related sites, you'll find that there's a lot of discussion about the query process. Our goal and how to conduct a medical record review should be structurally situated so we understand the value of communication of patient care, how to teach physicians, how to frame our vision and our discussion with physicians even before we query the physician. Our goal should be reducing the number of queries and increasing the quality and communication of the diagnosis supported by the clinical facts, information, and context, contextually correct information in the chart. So this would be a great area to focus on in the next Actis white paper, establishing the principles of record review, how to review a chart, what to look for in the record from the standpoint of complete, accurate picture describing, showing, telling, describing, and depicting the patient's clinical acuity, how to solidify diagnosis and to make a cause and effect relationship, how to teach physicians to document their clinical judgment, medical decision making, and clinical criteria, all fundamental to communication of patient care. And the last thing I would like to say is how to tie all this together. How does CDI tie all this information together, working with case management, you are, because ultimately we have the same goals and objectives, to project the patient care accurately and completely to help the physician, help the patient, assure that we have the right level of care at the right time, at the right reason, with the right documentation, with the right plan of care, with the right clinical judgment and medical decision making. So ultimately, CDI plays an important role in improving the quality and completeness and accuracy of documentation. Our next white paper should identify and describe how to review a medical record in that context, how to partner with our case manager and UR, and how we can be champions leading the charge for complete, accurate, quality documentation that stands the test of time, avoids the short-term gains without taking into account any deficiencies in documentation that can detract from medical necessity and potential takebacks in reimbursement that come retrospectively from our third-party payers and their contract companies, cost containment companies. And the last thing is how CDI can take the bull by the horn become more proficient in aligning and integrating with the revenue cycle in support of integrity. So there are some of my comments and suggestions on what this next CDI white paper from Actis titled How to Conduct a Medical Record Review, Part 2. Now, a couple of things. If you haven't checked out the CORE CDI website, please go ahead and do so, CORE-CDI.com. You can sign up for my weekly tip sheets of resources on how to affect change in the communication of patient care, effective, complete, accurate documentation, things that you could use in your daily practice of CDI. I also have a podcast that I'm releasing. A few of the next podcasts I'm working on are copy and paste. We all struggle with this fundamentals process that's really out of control, and how to rectify the situation, how we can be the champions in working with other pertinent responsibilities and individuals in the hospital to really address the perils of copy and paste and educate our physicians on appropriate use and copy and paste and carry forwards. I'm also doing a white paper on best practices in history of present illness. Another white paper I'm working on down the road is fundamentals of a progress note. What are the elements or key elements of a progress note that we should be striving for and taking into account addressment of the copy and paste inaccuracies in the chart? And the last podcast in my mind is discussing the standards of a discharge summary. We know that oftentimes discharge summaries are a basic copy and paste of the H&P with a couple of sentences, and that certainly doesn't meet the Joint Commission's 6 requirements of discharge summary, or the National Quality Foundation's standards for discharge summary, and the Society for Hospital Medicine's well-executed document that outlines the standards of documentation. So this concludes today's podcast on Actis's white paper, How to Conduct a Medical Record Review. Thank you for your time. And once again, I encourage you to sign up for the daily and weekly documentation tips that I'm putting out and any other pertinent information that I try to put on the website. Thank you very much again. Bye-bye.